Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Did you know that this year is the year of the bird? No, it's not the Chinese year. This is different. The National Geographic Society, Audubon Society, Cornell University Lab of Ornithology, and BirdLife International, along with cooperation of several other public and private organizations, have banded together to designate 2018 as the Year of the Bird. The effort is, in part, in celebration of the centennial of the 1918 Migratory Bird Treaty Act. It's also a coordinated effort to educate the public on the importance of bird and bird conservation. Before the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, the harvesting of all birds, migratory or otherwise, was unregulated. The late 1800s and early 1900s was a time of the market hunters, when birds were killed en masse to be shipped to eastern markets for human consumption and high fashion. The stories of this period are legendary and infamous. For example, in 1906, two market hunters in California killed over 400 ducks in a day. Restaurants in and around Texas during 1902 and 3 served up around 120,000 robins purchased from a single market hunter. Plover on toast was considered a delicacy. The guns used here were not your typical 12-gauge shotgun, but punt guns, basically cannons. A single shot would drop a whole flock of ducks. But as you might expect, a backlash to this slaughter was soon underway. The Audubon Society was incorporated in 1905, largely as an effort to protect herons and egrets from plume hunters. And President Theodore Roosevelt designated Pelican Island in Florida as the first federal bird sanctuary in 1903. The establishment of Pelican Island was the beginning of what we now know as the National Wildlife Refuge System. Then in 1918, Congress passed the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which gave protection to migratory birds. So why do birds matter? They are the proverbial canary in the coal mine. Environmentally speaking, biologist and conservationist Thomas Lovejoy said it well when he said, "If you take care of the birds, you take care of most of the big problems in the world." If you read the January issue of National Geographic, you may have read the cover story, Why Birds Matter, by Jonathan Franzen. You'll see more information about birds in National Geographic, as well as other periodicals and media throughout the year. But if you're interested in learning more about the Year of the Bird now, check out their website at birdyourworld.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.